Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sponsored today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murad. This is the Grant and Danny radio program. Condori and Murad will help you to draft the last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. They've got a Fairfax office. Be sure to let them know we sent you for a discount on your services. That's kmlawyers.com. We'll talk Commanders and the NFL coming up in this Beltway Blitz. But let's start quickly on the diamond. You just heard Toby mention that the Nats got blanked by the A's 6-0. I was sitting between Toby Altizer and Craig Heist watching that game. And Craig Heist of the Nationals Radio Network joins us now. Star, hard to win a game when you get blanked and you get three hits over nine innings.
Yeah, and that's been a constant theme, Grant, no question about it, with his team, especially since the trade deadline. They just haven't hit the baseball, and it really doesn't make any difference who they're playing, a good team, a bad team, a team that's in contention, heading for the playoffs. But Jacob Lopez today against the Nationals, 7 2/3, no walks, and that's the big thing. And he strikes out 10, and in the process throws 114 pitches. Now, when you look at that and you see the ease that it was taking him to get through this lineup, it's no wonder the Nationals are having issues. I mean, two guys in this lineup, at the top of the lineup, C.J. Abrams and James Wood, had four at-bats. Everyone else, just three. And that's how easy it was for Lopez to go through this lineup.
Heisty, what are they going to have to do to get James Wood going?
You know, it's amazing, and this game is so tough, as you know, Grant, to be able to stay consistent all year long. But if you would have told me from the start of the season to the All-Star break to see James Wood be struggling like he is now, I'd say you were crazy. Now, I had a caller over the weekend who blasted James Wood for what looks like lack of hustle and just seems like he doesn't want to be out there. And I thought to myself, pal, what did you watch the first, 3 months of this season? I mean, slumps come and go. I think it's something he's just got to figure out between, extra work in the cage, working with some coaches. But we know what – I'm not worried about James Wood. We know what he's all about. And he's just had a rough start since the All-Star break. And, did being in a home run hitting contest hurt? Some people are making that suggestion. I prefer not to hit in the home run derby. It's fun for everybody, but who knows whether that's led to some of his troubles or not. But he's got to figure it out. I mean, there's 7 weeks left in the season.
Heisty, one more for you here. Kate Cavalli last night threw 100 miles an hour with the fastball. Curveball, changeup were both pretty elite looking, plus pitches. He'll be on the show in our final segment after 6 o'clock tonight. I'm excited to have people hear that interview. But what a story that was after 3 years of trying to get back to the big leagues.
to do what he did last night, Grant, and, you know, obviously the pitch count was up high, 4 1/3, but everybody talked about the stuff after the game. Some of the guys on the other in the Oakland locker room were talking about the fact that, you know, changeup was really good, hit and miss stuff, 100 miles an hour. And I asked Riley Adams after the game, I said, look, I said, how good is this going to be to have this kid be part of this thing the rest of the, you know, last 7 weeks of the season? And he said, this is going to be so great for this team. It'll give them a lift for sure. And I'm sure next time out, you know, you work on whatever you're working on in your bullpen session between starts, and then you go at it again every fifth day. I'm looking so forward to that. It might be the only thing we have to look forward to coming down the stretch.
Heisty, thank you. I'll see you when the Nats get back from out west.
All right. Take care.
That's Craig Heist. Let's talk a little Commanders. Joining us to talk about the Washington Commanders is Kevin Sheehan from the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Kevin, what do you want to see tomorrow in Philadelphia, in New England against the Patriots?
Oh, boy. Toby, no starters playing. I guess, you know, a couple of players in particular. Yeah, I want to see Jalen Lane. I want to see what he looks like on the field. I want to see him as a punt returner. You know, Brian Mitchell, I think the first punt he touched in preseason as a rookie, he took to the house. So maybe that would be a good sign. I want to see the backs, including Bill. Here's a player that I'm interested in watching because I kind of fell in love with him after the draft because I didn't know much about him before. But Medrano, I think, is an interesting player. He just looks like a playmaker, and he's, you know, in between linebacker, safety. I would imagine a guy like that's going to get a lot of run. But, yeah, to me, these preseason games are truly the worst product sports puts out there of any of the of the four leagues. And I don't think we learn much unless there's, you know, a serious injury in terms of, you know, what we're going to see in the regular season.
Kevin Sheehan of the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Beltway Blitz. Kev, in listening to you here recently, it sounds like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I say anything wrong, but it sounds like we're kind of in the exact same boat on the McLaurin thing, which is to say, you see a little bit of both sides of it. You know, it's almost like my two kids are bickering. I don't care who's right or who's wrong. I want it to end. But I would be more on the inclined to, even if I had to pick a side on a binary, be on the team's side. That having been said, the idea, if Fowler's right, and he had this report today that they're down around $23, $24 million still, I do think that would change how I feel a little bit. Like, if right now, this moment, the best offer they've made to Terry McLaurin is $24 million after Cortland Sutton got $23.5 million after the year he had, basically give him the same money after the cap exploded after his last contract, that is not a good look if that's true.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just finished recording my podcast with Tommy, and I had not seen what Fowler had said during the radio show this morning. I saw it afterwards. And, yeah, I think I would be influenced a little bit by that as well. It's also interesting, right, because it says what they think of him. It doesn't say that they don't like him, that they don't want him back. It just speaks to how they value him. And I'm with how they're valuing him if it's at like 27, 28. I think that seems right to me. And if you want to pay a premium to get to 30, you know, as long as we're talking in AAV terms, because we all understand that, you know, guaranteed money and there are other aspects of the contract that at times are more important. But, you know, that would be fine for me. But, yeah, 23, 24, if Fowler's right, is low. And at the same time, the 32 to 33 is high.
How does this ultimately end?
Well, Terry McLaurin's going to play for this team. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see this leading to a trade. I don't think they'll accommodate that because they need him. Two things are true simultaneously. They need him and they value him at a certain price. Also, keep in mind, guys, it's very possible that they just view this path in terms of paying him this final year and then having the flexibility to tag him next offseason as the best financial path to take with this player. because 44 million, you know, whatever it would be, right around 44.1 million for 2 years in a pay-as-you-go environment is more advantageous for the team. Now, you don't lock them up beyond 26, but 27's is age 32 season. So maybe they look at it as paying as we go, having that financial flexibility with this player is the right thing for the team.
Kevin, short of changing the name back to Redskins, which is never going to happen, there's nothing that this ownership group could do to help themselves, the business, the org, more than going back to D.C. at the RFK site probably. Just quantify that. I mean, how big of an impact will that have on whatever their goals are moving forward?
You know, I think this is a very subjective thing because it depends on, like, you know, where you are in life to a certain degree. Like, I think about it and I'm like, 2030, wow, you know, will I even like football in 2030? I'm kidding, of course. But, you know, will I really be spending a lot of time? Look, I'm a D.C. resident, so I'm excited about what it's going to do for the city. And I think the mayor and the city council get a lot of credit because I think this is the right thing to do for the city. I mean, you know, at driving by that part of the city has been awful for a long period of time. And it's going to resurrect that area just like the Wharf was, just like Chinatown was 30 years ago, et cetera. So I'm all for it. But, yeah, I'm nostalgic, Grant, about RFK, but that's not what this is going to be in 2030. It's going to be, you know, modern. It's going to be the best of the best as 2030, requires. So my memories of RFK will always be there. I don't think going back to that plot of land is going to make me feel like I'm back in RFK Stadium again.
Yeah, I think for me, I just mean being in the city, you know, and not in Landover, Maryland.
It's great. It's a great thing for the city. And what's interesting, too, and I've talked about this maybe even with you before, the irony is that the best 5 years of FedEx or of Northwest Field, of Landover, will be the next five seasons, more likely than not.
That's
like
true.
The most memories about this team playing in that stadium in Landover will happen in its final five seasons.
Wild to think about. Kev, enjoy the evening. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Let's talk football. Alex Gold, friend of the program. I do my weekend Saturday shows on Infinity Sports Network, BetMGM Network, with him. He is based out of Kansas City. Alex, I actually want to start with your Chiefs. I love that it's death taxes and Andy Reid playing starters more than everybody else in the preseason. Like, as old as that routine seems to be for a lot of clubs, and as antiquated as it is, Andy Reid doesn't change. We heard today Mahomes is going to play a quarter in their first preseason game. Does he actually end up playing a quarter?
I'll be surprised, guys. It's going to be all with you. I'll be surprised if he does. Every year, Andy will say the ones will play a quarter, and then next thing you know, they were in there for one drive, and that's it. So it's become a running joke almost for everybody here in Kansas City up at camp. Look, he could play the whole first quarter if you tell me that they go three and out and then Arizona has the ball for about 8 minutes or something like that. Otherwise, I'll be shocked if he plays the entire first quarter. But he does operate, as you said, an old school camp. They still go away for camp. They're one of, what, like four or five teams that do that.
Who do you think are the top dogs in the AFC? Kansas City, Buffalo, anyone, Baltimore? You think it's still the same customers?
I do. You know, the team that I want to keep an eye on a little bit, actually, is the Denver Broncos. If there's any team that can push Kansas City in their own division, and then if you're able to actually do that and shock everybody and prevent the Chiefs from winning the AFC West for the first time in 10 years, then obviously I would have to start giving the Broncos far more respect. And I think they're the best positioned in the division, not just because of the potential Rashawn Slater injury for the Chargers today. But I think, as you said, the teams that Kansas City likely is going to have to deal with are probably the usual suspects. Buffalo, I still think, is their biggest challenger, even though they have not beat the Chiefs in the postseason. I still believe they're just a better team than some of these other squads like Baltimore once it comes to the playoffs.
Denver, I want to double-click on that. I was listening to one of my favorite NFL analysts today, and he said he thinks they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I love their defense. I don't know if it's a Bo Nix thing for me. Like, I see them making the playoffs again. I just can't see them going on a run and beating teams like Kansas City in the postseason. Sell me on that. Like, what is everybody so excited about the Broncos for?
I just think they have a complete team. You mentioned the defense, and they go out and improve it even more in the offseason to add with Patrick Surtain. They've got multiple pass rushers headlined by Benita there that's able to – Benito, who's able to go and get after the quarterback. They take care of Zach Allen this offseason as well. The only question from a Super Bowl conversation I'm kind of with you would be Bo Nix's ceiling. You know, you and I have talked before about Bo Nix, and I think he – to me, is very close to his ceiling already. By the way, that's not a terrible thing. I think that puts him as the 10th to 12th best quarterback in football. I don't know if there's much more to elevate from there, but they take care of Cortland Sutton this offseason. I just think they're better positioned than, you know, some of these other teams like a Chargers team that everybody falls in love with. I think potentially they could still be better positioned even than Cincinnati, and I know that sounds crazy because Joe Burrow and T. Higgins and Chase are incredible. But if Cincinnati hasn't resolved that defense, then to me, they're not a factor.
On the NFC side, I think the NFC North is incredibly polarizing. When you look at the Lions losing both of their coordinators, are they going to be able to get back to the point that they were last year? Vikings move on from Darnold. They were really good last year. Packers kind of maybe flying under the radar a little bit, and then Ben Johnson goes to Chicago. That's kind of sexy. What are your thoughts on that division? How does that ultimately shake out?
So I think everybody, you know, at the top of that division last year, the two teams, the Vikings and the Lions, I think they come back down to earth a little bit. I still believe this is the Detroit Lions division to lose, but are they a 14-win team again? I'm not so sure about that because of some of the adjustments that you mentioned, plus a few injuries already and a retirement to their center in the offseason. I think they're more like a 12 or 13-win team. And if that happens, then does that bring the Chicago Bears at least into the conversation a little bit more on top of what they were able to accomplish in the offseason? You know, I'm not buying a lot of the training camp stuff about Caleb Williams on the negative side, where people are being very, very critical off of some things they've seen at training camp. I just don't think ultimately the training camp interceptions, or even if someone's out there throwing nothing but touchdowns, matters as much as people make it out to be. I think the Vikings, while Kevin O'Connell might be a top five coach in this league, I'm still skeptical about J.J. McCarthy. They're essentially starting a rookie quarterback this year, and so does it take time for them to get up to speed? You know, they play Chicago week one. I actually think Chicago's winning that game. So I think Chicago has a chance to surprise people and be there with the Packers and Lions at the top of the division.
Alex Gold, check him out. Bet MGM Network on Saturdays with a very handsome co-host and, of course, his show on 96.5 in Kansas City. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Be good. There he is, talking all things football, and that there is your Beltway Blitz. I want to get back into Terry McLaurin. We started the show there, got on the air late after the Nationals, had to get you your Beltway Blitz. But this idea of the Jeremy Fowler report, and all we can do is assume its accuracy for a conversation here. Very well that he could be off, but he's clearly getting numbers, presumably from McLaurin's side, and those numbers are that McLaurin is being offered $23 or $24 million a year, which is lower than where most of us think this thing has to end. Does that change how you feel? And is it reasonable for McLaurin to feel disrespected if the team is not looking to give him much of a raise from his last contract, which was $20 million of salary cap ago? I mean, the cap has gone up huge since then. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. And we should have a sponsor for Terry coverage. Terry Watch. I mean, really, that's what our camp coverage devolves into.
Maybe we should have Adam Peters on and play Terry Orr.
That would be nice. I'll bet you Terry Orr would go about the same with Adam Peters as it went with me. I don't think his list looks like your list. I'll tell you that much.
I can tell you it doesn't look like my list.
You're, what are you having, sixth or seventh in the NFL?
First.
Adam Peters has, I think, another 12 or 13 guys on that list,
yeah,
maybe,
yeah,
than you do. But I was crunching some numbers here during the break, so I think I can lay this out for people in a way that's going to make sense. So Terry McLaurin, back in 2022, when he signed an extension to stay in Washington through this football season, signed for 3 years and $71 million. So quick math there. About $23.7 million per year. Okay, so that's the AAV of 23.7. Now, before we continue, I want to acknowledge and remind everyone that the guaranteed money is really the entire sticking point. The AAV is still significant in terms of that's what the agent is telling people, like Jeremy Fowler. The teams are off $6, $7, $8 million per year even on AAV. They can't even kind of determine who the comps are and where he's supposed to be in terms of slotting, let alone getting to the guaranteed money at his age. But on his last contract, 3-71, $23.7 million per. When he signed that deal in 2022, the salary cap at that time in the National Football League for the entire roster that you're paying was $208.2 million. So we'll just round it down and say $208 million. Okay? The McLaurin contract took up 11.5% of the salary cap. So you were paying your number one wideout 11.5% of your salary cap at about 23.7. If they are actually offering Terry McLaurin $24 million per year right now, as Jeremy Fowler is suggesting they are, that means that they are $8 million lower than where he would be if he made the exact same percentage of the cap right now.
Yeah.
So when you talk about a raise, when you talk about, oh, he's had nothing but good years since, oh, he just had his best football season for the first time ever working with a real quarterback, right? All of the reasons why he and his agent would go to the team and suggest he did all the right things, all he's been is a model citizen, he's still a really good player, he should get a raise from his last contract. That's not what's happening if you're offering them $24 million a year, because the $208 million that the cap was in 2022, 3 years later in a league that's you know, many time over billion-dollar entity, the cap explodes all the time. The cap is now $279.2 million.
Yeah.
It is up $71 million. The cap has grown. $71 million it's gone up since Terry signed that deal. And they're trying to give him the exact same money. So if you actually do the math on 11.5% to see where would that come in, if he was still going to get 11.5%, which is the way that the team could say, we're going to pay you exactly what we paid you before, now just accounting for the salary cap, I call it the exchange rate, the attrition rate. It's like saying, what is the American dollar worth in another country when you're over there?
Exactly.
Right? That number now is $32.3
million. Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think you have to pay Terry McLaurin $32.3 million because I do think with the other contracts signed with guys around his age that are older, like Mike Evans, like Cortland Sutton, it's going to be hard for him to get that. But my point is 11.5% of the cap at $32 million means offering him $24 ain't going to cut it. Like, that is not cool if you're Terry McLaurin. And I can understand why you would hold out and then hold in and then request a trade and say you don't feel valued and make it personal because you feel like you're being personally offended.
Yeah, I mean, he has carried this team for a long time. And again, Adam Peters wasn't here for the long time that Terry McLaurin was the model citizen and putting up good numbers on crappy football teams. But Terry can't just dismiss that because Adam Peters wasn't here and to get such a low number. Like, I think this is what annoys me so much about the situation, regardless of what side you're on. This is August 7th. These facts were all the same in March, April, May, June, July. So how the heck did we not get any further than we're still at? The team is reportedly at 24. Terry's reportedly up 32, 33.
Well, like Fowler said, I mean, they are so dug in on both sides.
How have we not started to at least bridge the gap a little bit? How have we not gotten a little bit closer? Because to your point, if they offer him 28 and Terry says no, okay, then I can understand everybody that's on the team side saying, well, Terry's not clearly caring about the team. But if he's getting essentially the same contract with a minor upgrade of $1 million when the cap has gone way up, then what are we even doing here?
Well, my fear is this is just how Peters negotiates, which is to say they know what you're worth in their minds, and that's the number. We saw it in San Francisco, man. Like, they didn't lose out on those negotiations with those guys. They didn't cave.
Well,
it just
eventually
worked itself out. But Trent Williams, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Nick Bosa, none of them got signed by now. In fact, most of them got signed at the end of August, and in Bosa's case, it was literally the week the season started.
Look, and here's the thing. Part of what makes this rough is when's the last time this has happened in Washington, especially to a guy that meant something to organization when the football team was good?
Well,
I'll answer that.
For all their flaws, they actually paid their guys.
Well, I'll answer that for you, Grant. For all those things to be the same, in my lifetime, it's never happened. So this is the first time where you have this caliber of a player when the football team was this good and you had a real general manager. Hadn't happened in my lifetime.
Well, they haven't had a general manager in 30 years.
And that's what I'm saying.
So, right, but,
so it's a
but it doesn't
situation.
Even need to be a general manager to me. Like, for all their flaws in the past, they paid their guys when they wanted to. They barely ever had players that they needed to pay because you could let them walk. But a guy like a Ryan Kerrigan or a Trent Williams, any of these second contract guys, in Terry's case, a third contract, that's never been a problem. They were always willing to pay. Now, you overpaid probably some, but in the NFL, with the cap, which is just this like amoeba that can be shifted,
correct.
I don't mind overpaying a little bit to keep my Williams, Kerrigan, McLaurin
types. You want to keep your stud players in town, and teams all around the league find ways to make things work. And look, you look at a Kansas City, and somehow they're always signing their guys. You're like, how the heck did they manage to do that? They found a way, and they'll make things work. And again, the big thing for me on this, Grant, and why I don't understand why this is the holdup, if this were 4 years from now and Jaden's getting his big contract and you have to maneuver around that, okay, I get it. You have to be a little more careful. This isn't going to have anything to do with Jaden's contract at all. He's going to be probably not even on the football team, and his contract definitely isn't going to be on the books when Jaden is getting his second contract. So this is the time when everyone talked about going into this offseason. Now's when you can spend. So, okay, they spent $15 on Kinlaw. Should they have not have saved some of that for Terry or something of that nature? I just don't understand why some people are like, oh, you got to go spend in the offseason. Now's your window. Now's when you got to do it. You got the quarterback on the rookie deal. But don't you dare overpay Terry. His number one wide receiver that had a career year when Jaden Daniels, a good quarterback, finally showed up in town? What's to say he can't do that again?
He could well, be. I don't think they would tell you. First of all, last year's going to be tough to replicate because of the low percentage of some of the plays he makes as the great contested sure. catch artist that he is. But I don't think they would tell you, just based on the conversations I've had with people with the team, that like they think he's going to fall off immediately. Their issue is 2 seasons from now, 3 seasons from now, and basically this idea of it's just a losing battle. Father time, the receiver position. You look at the list of guys like Devontae Adams and so many others, and their last 1,000-yard year, and it's always 31, 32. It's so rare that guys keep playing well for McLaurin what will be 3 seasons from now. But his agent would say he didn't play a lot in college. He's going into his 7th year. Normally, guys his age are going into their 10th year.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got 3 more years of football before you got to worry about that.
I think what they're doing is completely reasonable, aside from offering barely any sort of upgrade in pay. Barely any. Like, if you're going at 24, I think that's disrespectful. I have no issue with you playing a little hardball with this player because of the reason that you laid out. They're all perfectly reasonable. Both sides have arguments, and that's why this is a negotiation. But when you're lowballing a guy like this, I think he has every right to feel disrespected.
Yeah, so I said originally I would have paid him $33 million and just ended this a long time ago. And I guess on, you know, would I still do that? It's very possible. I think that would be a fairly significant overpay. But I also think that there's immense value in not doing whatever this crap is.
Exactly.
It's almost worth it to me. That said, I think Peters is doing the right thing largely if they have budged off of the number Fowler saying they won't. And if eventually they are willing to offer 27, 28, 29 million. I mean, if you know the season starts and we hear the last offer they made was 25 million, I just think that's ridiculous. Like, play some ball here. Negotiate. Get together in the room and let's meet in the middle. You can't just sit down in a chair and say, this is where I am, you come to me. That's not how it should work with your franchise. But I want to hear what people think about this. 800-636-1067. So I gave you those numbers, right? 3 and 71, about $23.5 million per year. That was the deal 3 years ago when the cap was at 208. It's now up $71 million. So the same percentage of the cap now would actually be $32 million. And we've got a reporter at ESPN saying they're trying to give him the same AAV, which is down around $23, $24 million. If that's true, what's your reaction? 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back live on a beautiful Thursday out and about. We're at Nats Park in the left field concourse. Nobody's left in the ballpark but us. Kind of cool to watch the grounds crew get to work repairing some divots and putting flags down on all the areas they want to work on as the Nats are now hitting the road. They're going to fly to San Francisco and Kansas City, so several days ahead for the grounds crew to make this ballpark as pretty as they can before the boys get back home. The question for you guys is, Jeremy Fowler saying the Commanders are trying to keep Terry McLaurin's salary essentially year to year what it's been without a raise. And if that is true, despite the cap being up $71 million before he got that AAV given to him 3 years ago, does it change how you feel? Does it make Terry McLaurin feeling disrespected make a lot more sense? 800-636-1067. Darris, let's play the Fowler cut really quick for people just jumping in the car here as they get out of the office.
Jerry Terry's contract situation remains. Jerry, they have been far apart. I'll put it this way. He has wanted metrics of the DK Metcalf contract, which is $32 million. I'm told the Washington Commanders have only been slightly above where he was for before, which is $23 million. So take that gap. That's $7 or $8 million that they have to bridge. And Washington, I'm told, has gotten some calls about McLaurin. There's some interest league-wide. They have no interest in trading him still. So this is a classic standoff which we're about to see.
Classic standoff, I guess, is one way to put it. Gigantic pain in the butt for this fan base over the last few weeks is another.
Big time.
Let's go to Dave and Tyson's who wants to hop in on Grant and Danny. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Dave, if they're not trying to give him more money despite the cap being up $71 million, how do you react to that?
Yeah, no. So, again, love the show. Haven't had a chance to call in to ask this question. But I have been scratching my head for a little bit at this. And I don't understand the logic, and I can't make any sense of it. Everything you've done has kind of signaled that you're pushing the chips in a bit this year, especially with a lot of the moves. And then like it was Terry's representation made it known that he was not going to pay for this price tag specifically at the end of the season. This was before the DK Metcalf deal. We see good organizations identify their pillars and they pay them immediately. There's been a lot of extensions too. I mean, look at Howie Roseman, especially the Eagles. Look, if you look at all those contracts now, I mean, they look like they took less money, but no, he got them done early. I'm starting to think that Jaden Daniels is one of the most special players to like ever walk into the league. And this front office is a little bit delusional and insulated. I started to scratch my head a little bit at some of the moves made in free agency. And I just have this unsettling feeling, or I am missing something entirely. Something just does not add up and is bothering me beyond belief. And I would love to get your opinion about this. Does this make you question, start to look at everything in a different lens from what this front office has done?
So it's a good question. I appreciate it. For me, the answer would be no. What it makes me wonder is a few things. Number one, is this group with this quarterback not going to value the wide receiver position that substantially? I look at the Baltimore Ravens, right, who will never go out and just pay for wide receivers to come there. They also have a hard time luring wide receivers to come there because they've got this running quarterback and they throw to the tight ends and they're going to lose a lot of potential pass attempts to the ground game and the scramble game with Lamar Jackson. Is it possible that when they sit down and they go, okay, what is the best way for us? Everyone gets to spend the same amount of money. What's the best way for us to spend our money? That this team says, giving a wide receiver $30-plus million a year, when we're never really going to throw the ball to wide receivers enough for them to go 90 for 14-50, doesn't really make a lot of sense. Is it possible that that's how they view wide receiver? That's one of my questions. Secondly, is it possible that this is a front office that is going to operate more robotically and less emotionally, right? Where I think generally that's a good thing, but you're going to have to win every deal, which doesn't always work out. I don't think you can try to do it that way. But do they feel like it doesn't matter who it is? Here is our structure we don't deviate from. At this age, guys fall off. We will not be paying guys beyond that. Now, it'd be kind of funny because they signed 20 deals this offseason.
They love 30-year-olds if they're not Terry McLaurin.
Absolutely. 30 years old or going to be 30 this season, 20 guys of the 53 that made the team are going to have been signed this offseason. You know, at that age, they're the oldest team in the league, and it's not even particularly close right now. Now, I also will acknowledge that none of those 20 guys are getting anything near what McLaurin wants, and it is a little bit different. But there are other questions that this brings up. None of them necessarily are, like, questioning, can they do it?
No.
Are they good at this? Because Peters,
well,
and I would say Sosno's doing the contract. Like, these guys are beloved around the league. People think they're very sharp. A lot of people that I've talked to before they got the job really thought they were going to do a bang-up job. And then they're one for one. They got to the NFC Championship game last year.
I think the jury's still out on Adam Peters. Like, everyone else is kind of looking at the sophomore slump of Jaden, and I don't think that's a real thing or whatever. But people are still like, okay, I got to see it again sometimes for certain people. I still have to see with Adam Peters. Just because he had 1 year doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to suddenly be the best GM in football.
Well, I'll also say this. In the same way that, like, Dan Quinn last year, as the head coach of this team, his star rocket ship now, like, man, thank God they have Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels was the reason last year happened, right?
100%.
And so Dan Quinn goes to bed every night and thanks God for Jaden Daniels. And Adam Peters should do the same thing. This is not me trying to knock either one of those guys. But I guess my point is, like, it's really, really easy to feel like you're the man when you know, you're born with all the money and all the good looks, and you're given your job for your last name. I'm making this up as a hypothetical of, like, this random person, right? It is very possible if you're Adam Peters or you're Dan Quinn that we think you're one of the elites at your position, when the fact is a lot of guys could do it with Jaden Daniels having the year he had last year. Now, I happen to think Adam Peters specifically is special, but we're going to find that out. And my point is just, it doesn't matter who they would have hired last year, if it was Alec Hallaby or anybody else. If Daniels played that way last season, they probably win 10-plus games in a playoff game. And you could say the same about whatever coach they would have hired.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's good too, and I think that Dan Quinn is good. I think all those things. But you still have to prove it year in and year out, and I think that them playing it this way is a bit of a miscalculation. And I do agree that we could get to the end of this year, and we're looking at, they paid Kinlaw how much? I know I always come back to Kinlaw. It's like, I hate Kinlaw. I didn't love that time.
He got about $7 million more than people thought he was
going to. But, I mean, we've already done it with some of the draft picks from last year. We're looking at it like, man, Jalen Lane's awesome. What about that Luke McCaffrey guy? How about Ben Sinnott? Is he doing anything in camp? And not to say that anything's wrong. You're going to miss draft pick. That happens. But for everyone to act like, oh, well, Adam Peters, well, why in the world would you ever question him? Relax on that a little bit. It's been 1 year, right? And so him to play the Terry situation the way he is, that's how he wants to play it.
Right.
Totally fine. I can look at here and say, well, I wouldn't play it that way, and it might backfire.
By the way, it's been 1 year, and it was a great year. But I guess my point is, and there's no way to say this without taking away from the coach and the GM, it's really not my goal, but a year where you had the best rookie season by a quarterback ever. And, you know, whether it's Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes or Sean McDermott with Josh Allen, the best thing for these coaches is when you get a certain level of quarterback, a lot of other things don't matter as much. It's the ultimate deodorant, you know? Like, if Ron Rivera was here one more year and they drafted Jaden Daniels, he'd be coming off a playoff appearance and people would be talking about maybe he wasn't as bad as we thought. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny. We'll also spin you around the NFL with some buying low and selling high candidates on teams and quarterbacks based on their expectations this hour on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.